This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Just hours after his personal Twitter account was permanently suspended, U.S. President Donald Trump said late on Friday he would look into building his own social media platform. Mr. Trump sent his latest tweets from the official government account at POTUS, saying, quote, "We will not be silenced," and accusing Twitter of coordinating with Democrats and what he called the radical left. Twitter later deleted the posts. It also suspended Trump's campaign account at Team Trump for violating its rules. The company said accounts used by Mr. Trump to try to get around the Twitter ban could also face permanent suspension under its ban evasion policies. Mr. Trump still has access to the official at White House and at POTUS accounts, but will lose this when his presidential term ends. Earlier Friday, Twitter had permanently suspended Mr. Trump's personal account, citing the possibility he could incite more violence after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week. Twitter specifically pointed to two of the president's Friday tweets as a violation of its policy against the glorification of violence. Twitter had temporarily blocked the president's account earlier this week, following the violence at the Capitol on Wednesday. The U.S. economy lost 140,000 jobs in December as it continued to be battered by the worsening coronavirus crisis. The Labor Department reported Friday the December jobless rate remained unchanged from the previous month at 6.7%, despite labor market weaknesses. December was the first time in 8 months the economy had lost jobs. The U.S. added 336,000 new jobs in November. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan police say security forces have arrested three people in connection with last month's murder of a prominent election activist. High-profile figures, including journalists, politicians, and rights activists, have increasingly been targeted in recent months as violence surges in Afghanistan, despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. On December 23rd, gunmen ambushed Mohammad Yusuf Rashid, who led an independent election monitoring organization in a southern suburb of the capital as he drove to work. He said he and his driver died from their wounds a day later at a city hospital. Rashid was head of the Free and Fair Election Forum of Afghanistan, which, according to its website, has worked since 2004 to promote democracy, good governance, and human resource management in the conflict-racked country. Sudan took another big step this week toward rejoining the international community and losing its label as a pariah state by officially signing an agreement to normalize relations with Israel. Sudan, which once hosted al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, had already agreed to improve relations with Israel, but it made the deal official on Wednesday when visiting U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Sudan's justice minister signed the Abraham Accords in Khartoum. The agreement is aimed at boosting relations between Arab countries and Israel. As part of the deal, the U.S. removed Sudan from its list of states that sponsor terrorism. Mnuchin also signed a pledge to give Sudan a $1 billion bridge loan, which will help Sudan clear its debt with the World Bank and open doors for acquiring direct foreign investment. Incoming U.S. President Joe Biden announced a controversial shift in COVID-19 vaccination strategy on Friday, aiming to release all available doses of vaccine as soon as possible. Currently, half the doses of the two-shot vaccines are being reserved so that everyone who gets a first shot is guaranteed a second shot in 3 to 4 weeks. Given short supplies, second doses may be delayed. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said making such changes, quote, may ultimately be counterproductive to public health. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN last week that he also opposes delaying second doses. But the World Health Organization Friday said it approves of delaying second doses, calling it a pragmatic approach to maximizing the number of people benefiting from a first dose while vaccine supply continues to increase. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.